And joining us now to discuss the political news of the week is Doyle McManus, Washington Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times. Good morning, Doyle.
Good morning, Brian.
We just heard about Kerry and Edwards in North Carolina yesterday. The choice of John Edwards as a vice presidential nominee certainly seems to have energized the Democratic campaign. Is that likely to last?
Well, what's not going to last is the great publicity bump that that campaign got out of the rollout of John Edwards, because over time, swing voters in the middle don't base their choice on who the vice presidential nominee is. But the interesting thing to me about this choice is that it seems to have been aimed not so much at swing voters as at the Democratic base, loyal Democrats who weren't sure whether John Kerry got them excited. John Edwards does seem to get them excited. So this, in a sense, is a choice aimed at getting those people working, getting them to open their checkbooks and write checks, and that effect might well last through the fall.
Let's talk a little bit about the contrast between Edwards and Vice President Dick Cheney. They seem to be almost polar opposites, certainly in terms of style. What about substance?
Well, on substance, they're quite far apart as well. Of course, Cheney is a dour, tough-as-nails conservative. Edwards is not the most liberal, most leftist Democrat in the field by a long shot. Actually, he was closer to the center than most of the Democrats who were running, but he's been running a very populist campaign. His whole theme of the two Americas. So I think you're going to see that the Republicans come back and accuse him of class warfare. What is interesting to me about these two guys is they are both fighters. This is going to be a very combative vice presidential race, and I think the one debate they're likely to have will be something like Godzilla meeting King Kong.
In the other news of the week, on Friday, Republican Pat Roberts and Democrat John Rockefeller presented the Senate Intelligence Committee report on pre-Iraq war intelligence. Were you surprised? It was a pretty harsh report.
I was surprised. You know, I was surprised in part because most of those individual findings about the weakness of intelligence on Iraq, about the fact that the evidence for weapons of mass destruction turned out to be much shakier than we knew, most of that had leaked out one way or another in the past weeks. But when they were all lined up in the harsh, in the straightforward, sober language of a report, it was pretty stark. What was truly harsh, though, was the committee's findings about the problems at the CIA. Words like mismanagement, words like groupthink, and those words coming from Pat Roberts, who's a conservative Republican and a very pro-intelligence guy. This was a very tough verdict.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's going to mean much in the long run? Will it resonate with voters in the November election?
Well, I suspect not in the narrow sense of that report right in front of us, because the polls show a kind of an odd thing. Voters have fallen out of love with the war in Iraq. A majority of American voters now think that that war probably wasn't worth it. But a majority of voters also still think the weapons of mass destruction might be out there. It's a complicated picture. I think the answer is, if this fall the war is going badly, if the war is unpopular, and if the war is a problem for the Bush-Cheney campaign, then that issue of weapons of mass destruction is going to remind people of the reasons they're not happy about the war, and it'll be a problem. If the war is going well, not so bad.
Mm-hmm. One of the interesting questions to Roberts and Rockefeller was whether the Senate vote authorizing the war in Iraq would have gone differently if they knew then what they know now, and they each had different answers.
That's right. Senator Rockefeller, the Democrat, said no, the Senate, the Congress would not have authorized the war. Senator Roberts, the Republican, said he didn't know. And he said he thought the debate probably would have gone differently. And I think Senator Roberts is probably right on this, because the alternatives being discussed at the time were, should we send the UN inspectors back in? Should we wait before making this decision? And and that is, in fact, what Senator Roberts said might have occurred. He also said something intriguing. He said it might have been a different kind of war. The case might have been made on humanitarian grounds, not on weapons of mass destruction grounds. And it might have been a smaller war, more like Bosnia or Kosovo. So history would have been different, but I don't think it's quite a yes or no answer.
Will the report, do you think, push the question of CIA reform to the forefront, or is that still likely to wait until after the election in November?
You know, Brian, it's harder to think of a wonkier, more inside-the-beltway issue than the question of whether there should be a director of central intelligence as we have now, or a director of national intelligence as the reformers want. No, I don't think that's going to be a hot issue in the campaign, although it's been a hot issue in Washington for some time. But what I do think this report will do is keep President Bush on the defensive on this issue, at least for a while. He hasn't, in fact, stepped up and answered the questions that the committee posed. Reporters are going to be hounding him for some time to do that. His moment of truth will come.
Doyle McManus is the Washington Bureau Chief for the Los Angeles Times and a regular guest on our program. Thank you, Doyle.
Thank you, Brian.